Good morning, 6th of October, 2018, Three of Coins. One of these I'm going to do without starting them over and just let you hear 15 takes of this nonsense. Okay, pooling our talents, high-level collaboration. On this card of the solid material suit of Earth, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, we usually see in the old-time Renaissance fair woodcut tarot images three humans in a huge, stony, cold cathedral conferring over some building plans, usually a couple of monks and an architect. The discs are represented as round talisman designs in the ornate stained glass window. You want that again? The discs are represented as round talisman designs in the ornate stained glass window. One could be the master stained glass artist, and the architect is the best in his field as well. The third appears to be the head of the church or institution commissioning the work. They are not all in the same tax bracket, yet they have respect for each other's talents, accomplishments, and positions. This card is famous for representing teamwork, and on the surface this would appear to be a productive, equal merger of ideas and skills. Everyone's skills and contributions are necessary in order to accomplish something enduring and magnificent. But is everyone really on equal ground here? This is a card of money. Who's paying for it? I only ask because the Morgan Greer card shows us a lone artisan, the light low in a cathedral, beautiful red and gold streaming in as he chisels away at the stones in semi-darkness, carving some Masonic sort of symbol in the wall. Has he outlived them all? Is he carrying on the work of those before him? Is he the only one left? I'll stick to the basics. This is a card of teamwork, making something real. There may be three people involved, but they are all the best at what they do, and they're all committed to the work. Three is the number of creation, so whatever the supergroup is going to kick out, it's going to outlast us all. May you go gold! Or, I have eggs, you have a stove, he knows how to cook, let's feed everyone. Note, I always find this card to be a challenge. Back in the archives, there's a whole rant on this three, where I try to interpret Salvador Dali's version interpretation, which is like trying to untangle a ball of yarn puked up by a cat. Have a good day, bye.